on 97.5 and 102.5 FM, DAB and online at pulse1.co.uk. It's all about rugby. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1.
Kia ora and g'day and welcome to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show live from Headingley Stadium ahead of the Yorkshire versus Lancashire War of the Roses, Armageddon, you call it what you want to call it. We are here this evening and we've been giving tickets, a family pass away to this game over the last couple of weeks, and everyone's been looking forward to it. I think over 4,000 pre-sold tickets already done and dusted. The gates are open. If you're listening right now and you're in the vicinity, get in the car and get down here. It's an absolutely lovely evening. The field as we speak right now is absolutely ram-packed, full of kids, loads of families here, loads of fun. Bars will be open, food will be on sale, so you can come have tea here as well. And I like to normally say we're live in the studio, but we're not in the studio. We've got a makeshift studio on the terraces here at Headingley Stadium. And I have none other than two of the legends of the game with me, modern day legends at least, is Jamie Peacock, MBE, and his mate Radders. Lee Radford, head coach for Hull FC. Boys, thanks for being here this evening. Radders, just give everyone a quick shout out.
Howdy.
And JP, you give your version of a quick shout out.
Kia ora.
I love that. Yes. I always, as everyone knows, I've been a secret Yorkshireman. I always thought JP is a secret Kiwi. Look, yeah, sorry, not a secret Yorkshireman, a plastic Yorkshireman and a plastic Kiwi. We're just on the back end of the Challenge Cup final weekend. We have the victorious coach Lee Radford, Hull FC's coach, with us. Radders, come on, share. What was that experience like?
Yeah, phenomenal. The full weekend and into Monday as well. We obviously had the parade on Monday. That was really special. And some of the views, you know, from the top of that balcony, I'll take with me for sure. It was an unbelievable turnout for a special effort.
I don't want to know about that. I want to know what the drinking was like.
Even better. Yeah, no, that was my professional answers right there. No, it was the clocked off Sunday this time, so I was in no dens Wednesday trying to find my players. It was we clocked off Sunday, you know, ready to go for Monday.
Oh, look, and he's just joined us. It is none other than the Earl of Rugby League. Leon Price is in the house also. Leon, quick shout out.
Hello.
That's where you're getting from, Leon, right now. JP, you're down at the grand final. Hull FC, well and truly the deserved victors.
Yeah, I thought Hull were outstanding. They deserved to win that day. Wigan competed in that game, but Hull just come up with a game plan that won for them, and I thought every player contributed to that, and they rightly deserved the success that they've had.
At any time did you think, for me, I thought Hull FC had good control in that game, especially in the second half, but they weren't able to put Wigan away. Wigan just doggedly stayed in there.
That's the Wigan side. You can't put them away in big games because they're competitive. They're a very fit side. And the last 10 minutes, when they threw the ball about a bit more and they were desperate, they looked more dangerous. If they'd done that a little bit earlier in the second half, then they might have got away and won it, but they didn't do that.
Radders, back to you. I'm just pulling you away out of a conversation with Leon. Look, Radders, very nervous time for you during that game. Obviously, the back end of the last 5 minutes, Wigan score a try, 4 minutes to go. Two minutes to go. They spread the ball wide. It looks like they're way clear. What were you thinking right at that time?
Yeah, I was just coming out of the box, actually, to come down, so I missed that. So, yeah, it probably saved me an heart attack. But, I just thought we'd scrambled well enough. I didn't think it was going to get away from us. That was the amount of effort that I'd put in throughout the 18 minutes. I just felt, we was going to bring this one home, and thankfully they did.
Leon, you were there. You were sitting in the, obviously as a Hull FC player last year, you were sitting in the box with the players themselves, with your son William. What were your thoughts on the game?
I enjoyed it a lot more this year. Last year, obviously, were a bittersweet moment. I didn't know how to what to do, really. You're happy for the boys. You're disappointed for yourself. And you can kind of find yourself in quite a selfish situation where you're thinking about yourself, but this time I was just overjoyed with emotion for Lee, for the players, for the staff, for everybody involved in the club, because I've seen the hard work that's gone on in behind the scenes. It's not something that's just happened by luck. It's been a build and patience and time, and Radders has had to take a bit of stick, in the build-up to this, in 2-3 years. It's not something that's happened by fluke or chance, so I were pleased for him and everybody associated to the club.
was a truly, truly fantastic. Well, weekend, fantastic game itself. But we're really here to celebrate the real game of the last 7 days. Forget the Challenge Cup final. It's all about Yorkshire versus Lancashire. What are your thoughts initially on this Kiwi getting a call up for Yorkshire?
Well, Rob, you're a plastic Yorkshireman, aren't you? So you're allowed to play in there. We've got another one in there in Kylie Luluai. But Kylie looks Mexican, pretends he's Kiwi, and he's also a plastic Yorkshireman. So it's good to see you guys in there. And look, it's going to be a good day and a good laugh. And the more better players we've got playing, the better.
But there's been a lot of, I reckon, nervous conversation going on the WhatsApp. There is Yorkshire Legends WhatsApp group. A lot of nervous conversation going on today. Radders was challenged with the task yesterday of putting a playbook together. He did it, a digital playbook. Radders, the playbook that you shared with us, is that straight from Hull FC, or have you designed that especially for tonight?
It was bespoke for today. That was a couple of little plays in there that's going to get Wayne Godwin killed. And I felt it was important. Everybody knew how we was going to get him killed, so no, it was a bit of a giggle.
JP, we trained 3 weeks ago. I think it was your call to bring back the good old-fashioned wall from a tap penalty. Come on, can you just talk us through what's the what exactly is the wall? Just describe what is the wall and what value it brings to the Yorkshire squad.
I'll be honest, right, I think you need to come down to the game and see the wall. I'm not going to describe it on the radio, and the value it brings is new teeth for Wayne Godwin, so that's the reason why it's in there. And get your send down here and you can watch the move going ahead.
Is there anybody that you're looking out for tonight? Any old scores to settle this evening, Redders?
Tommy Martin's about 50 now, so I'm definitely carrying the football at him. Moz probably going to stay away. Anybody under 35, I'm staying away from. So, but Tommy, definite spot.
Well, everybody's over 35, so that leaves. You mean under 40?
Yeah, no, Emo's not. He's 34 in our squad. I think Oney is. Andy Last is. So we've got him for. We've got him for youth.
Now, Leon, you're not under 34. You're 35. What are your chances of turning out this evening?
Absolute zero. What, zero?
All right, there we got it. Nothing more. We're able to identify a ring-in over the course of the weekend, none other than Tevita Vaikona, Hull FC and Bradford Bulls' favourite. What do you think that he'll bring to the squad, Redders?
Translation. You know, we're going to have to get a translator for the big man. I got him tickets for last year's final, and he didn't turn up. Not heard from him for 12 months. Gets an email from him the night before the game. Tells him which hotel we're staying at, and as I'm going to bed, I come past the reception, and he's there on his mobile phone, and that's T. He's a wanderer.
I now understand what he's doing. He hedges his bets, because you get a text message the night before, I get a text message, and it's whoever gets him the reply saying, yeah, we'll sort the tickets out. That's why he didn't turn up with you. I said, yeah, sorted tickets. I was thinking to myself as I was walking into the Ladbrokes Challenge Cup launch dinner that JP and I were at. I was thinking to myself, you know what? I normally get a text message the night before from Tevita Vaikona, and bang on, within 5 minutes I had it. JP, you were at the launch dinner yourself. Did you enjoy that? Good to hear from both chairmen of their respective clubs, Adam Pearson and Ian Lanigan.
Well, Rob, if I'm being honest, right, they both said how much they hated Leeds, and Adam Pearson moaned that there's no OKR back in Hull. So to say that I'm an ex-Leeds lad and I work at OKR, there was a bit of banner flying around, but I thought it was a good event launched before the night, and it was in good humour, and there was a good few stories told in a wonderful setting. I think it was a nice build-up to what is a fantastic final at Wembley.
And Hull KR at this point in time performing really well, already taking a Super League scalp as well.
Yeah, we are. There's a long way to go yet. We're Featherstone next, and we know how difficult they are in the Championship to beat away. And then if we beat them, we set ourselves up in a very nice position where we realistically got to win one out of three games to get back into Super League, which is where we belong and where we want to get to.
And you're confident you can do just that?
Well, I think the boys are. You know, we've got a lot of respect, as you always do in rugby league, for who you're playing against. And we know if we can play to the best of our ability against Super League sides, we'll give ourselves a chance of winning. But we've got Fev to beat first, and Fev are always difficult to beat.
Leon, I'm going to come back over to you. Who's the smart money on this evening? You've got the two squads in front of you. Who's the smart money on this evening?
I don't need to look at the squad, Robbie. It's really simple. I'm a proud Yorkshireman. I'm only going one way. This squad means nothing to me. They've obviously got the talented Sean Long, who I think could probably, definitely could still play Super League. But I'm a proud Yorkshireman, and I'm backing the White Rose every single time.
Now, on Sean Long, apparently he's gone back to playing rugby union to get himself in preparation for this game. Both of you guys, forwards, donkeys, play in the front row. This is a good opportunity for you to get your hands on a halfback and do what you've always wanted to do.
Well, if we can get hold of him, I mean, he's going to be slightly quicker than me and Radders. So I'm just worried about probably not getting hurt. That's all I'm worried about, making sure I don't break a leg before I go to Australia for the World Cup.
And Radders, you've been on the drink for the last 4 days, so you're not even sober. You can't even feel a thing. So any fears for you tonight?
No, just my lungs. I'm worried about my lungs. I'll apologise to them after the performance.
Yeah, Robbie, anyway, just to let you know, if I'm commentating during this game whilst you're playing, I've looked down here and it says Robbie Hunter Paul. Well, you're not Robbie Hunter Paul to me, you're Robbie Paul. So I'm going to be calling you Robbie Paul all night. Is that all right?
If you've got the microphone, there's nothing I can do about it. All right, we're going to go to a break now. When we come back, we'll be catching up with Castleford's Danny Orr and Chris Huddersfield Giants' Chris Thorman. Stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
Super League, Championship, NRL, Challenge Cup, whatever the story, we've got it covered. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live in the outdoor studio, which is Headingley Stadium. I've got with me the Earl of Rugby League, Leon Price, and we also have Castleford's Danny Orr and Huddersfield Giants, Chris Thorman. Danny, just give us a quick shout out.
Hello, you okay?
And Spooky, give us a quick shout out.
Hey Robbie, how are you, mate?
Let's start with you, Spooky. Great news today. Big Earl Crabtree has been inducted into the Huddersfield Giants Hall of Fame.
No, mate, that's definitely something to write home about. Earl has been a fantastic servant to our club. I think he played over 400 games, over 17 years. You know, we were both fortunate enough to play with the big, long human being, and as we used to call him. Like I said earlier on social media, he's been a fantastic servant, and he's continuing to do great work in the community, in and around the club as an ambassador. And, you know, long may it continue, and it's really nice to see him getting some rewards for his efforts over the last 2 decades, essentially.
Earl, for me, absolutely one of the most gentle giant, and happy that you say that, because he is a 6'6", 6'6", 6 foot something stupid. Yeah. Oh, one of the things that always sticks with me, though, no matter when we played together, no matter where we went as Huddersfield Giants for those 2 seasons, every single club we went to, all the away supporters saying, "You're just a fat Robbie Savage."
Yeah, it's true. It's he's pretty. You know what? It's water off a duck's back to Earl, though, isn't it? You know, all the songs, and you know, as a front row, you stand in that back line, and you cop more abuse than anybody else. And he's pretty thick-skinned, and he dealt with it really well, did Earl. And you know, he is a gentle giant. You know, it used to infuriate me a little bit. You know, I used to slap him, and you know, before the games, and he never really showed too much, but he never really needed to. When you're 6'6" and 20 stone, you don't really need to, do you?
No, and he didn't. It's one of those things when you play against a guy that size. I mean, what if he does kick off? What if? So you're hesitant. You sort of tiptoe around. And again, a great servant to not only Huddersfield Giants, but the sport of rugby league, England international, and a handful when playing against him. He really did mature into being a true blowing international rugby league player. Danny, opportunity to speak to you and speak to you about the success that Castleford have had this year. What a season.
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, it's you know, we've won a big piece of silverware, which has been nice. We've been pretty consistent throughout the year. We've just got to kick on and keep going now. And there's a big one in a couple of weeks that we want to be part of.
It is a big one in a couple of weeks. But this weekend, you're playing against Huddersfield Giant, a resurgent Huddersfield Giant that have been able to actually perform in this back end of the season as good as the players on their team sheet.
Yeah, I think looking at them, they probably didn't get off to the start they would have liked. But if you look at their form over the past, like you say, second half of the season, coming into these playoffs, as good as anybody. You know, the big physical side, the forwards are playing really well. They're rolling a lot of teams, and they're a challenge to anybody.
Spooky, can you put your finger on how your fortunes have turned in such a short amount of time? Well, actually, hasn't been a short amount of time. Or have you just been building towards it?
Nah, Rob, it all started in the preseason when we had a fair few on international duty, and we had even more injured. And I was just talking to Jimmy Lowes in the change rooms about he's undergoing his pre-season with Leeds Carnegie Rugby Union at the minute. We spoke about the significance of being able to train consistently well, hard in the pre-season. And when you don't have the likes of your McGilvrays, your Cudjoes, your Bruffs, it affects the younger sort of the blokes that are outside the top 20 of your squad, and it affects their mentality and the work that they do in the pre-season. And basically all I'm saying now is we have a lot more consistency in our team selection. We have a lot more players fit and well and healthy, and in return you can train better, so it means you play better. And there's no magic ingredient. If the more fit players you have, the more successful you're going to be, as Castleford have been.
Could you argue also having an influx, a new injection of brand new faces, also has that unsettling effect?
Yeah, it does, mate. It does, you know, especially in key positions. You know, we got Jake Mamo, and we all saw in, what, 8 games what he was capable of. But Jake came to us injured. It's just another one of those that were injured in the initial stages of the season. And, you know, you make a fair point, and I don't know if we've turned a corner, because, you know, it's just about consistency. And, mate, we're really excited for Friday to play against the best team in the competition. I went to watch them get, you know, the league leaders, and they were pretty good against Wakefield, and, you know, they've been pretty good all year. So it's an exciting challenge for us on Friday.
Now, you guys are that far ahead, Danny. What drives success for this weekend's game? Is it even more dangerous? You know the psychology of players. I know the psychology of coaches. You approach every single game with the same sort of principles, making sure. But from a playing point of view, that isn't necessarily the same. When there's jeopardy on the line, everyone's a lot more tense, a lot more focused, you could argue. But when you've got breathing space like you do at this point in time, could this make Huddersfield even more dangerous to you?
Yeah, it's one of those things. We can't look at them, can we? It's a position we've never been in this position before. You know, I was speaking to Spug early in the change rooms, and we say we're in quite a fortunate position. You know, we have, you know, we know we're guaranteed first spot. We know we're guaranteed a semi-final, but there's players who want to play in grand finals. They want to, you know, they're pushing for positions. Powley at the moment has got a full squad of fit players to choose from, barring one young player. So, you know, he's got the luxury of resting players if he wants to. He's got the luxury of picking whatever team he wants, whether he wants to rest or rotate or try different things. So that's something that he's got over the next 4 weeks, leading into a home semi-final that we've got in 5 weeks' time. So, again, it's a challenge for the boys, but, you know, we've had, like I say, a consistent year. We've been pretty good, but there's some really big games ahead, and the players want to be part of that. And to do that, you've got to play and play consistently well to get in the team.
Sure do. When I leave that, Leon, we're just talking about Huddersfield versus Castleford match up tomorrow night. I'm guessing both these guys are going to call their own team. How do you see it going?
I'm not too sure, really. They've had a week off. Both teams are, you know, okay in form. Castleford are obviously in a little bit of a weird scenario where they don't really have to win any more games to jump any higher in the league, because they're guaranteed a home semi. So it's a little bit of a battle in the mind, really, for some of the players. Also, there'll be players that have got a lot to prove, because they want to make the semi-final team. So it's a tough one. It's not going to be an easy game. It should still be decent quality, but I'm not too sure on the final outcome.
Now, you understand what momentum means. As a momentum, do they need to pick up their momentum now, or have they still got time on their side?
I think it slowly builds. I think nobody's playing their very, very best rugby today or, you know, this weekend, but it should be a gradual build-up, and then you kind of build up speed as you go along, and then hopefully by the time semi-final comes along, everybody's buzzing and you're ready to go and full of confidence.
Okay, a final few moments before I let you two go down and warm up. We're all actually already kitted up. Danny, I pulled you off the massage list. You're in line, and you're going to have to go to the back of the queue again. Let's just talk about tonight. What are the challenges that you both see this evening bring, both personally and collectively, as you represent Yorkshire?
Mate, first of all, I'm really excited, to be honest. It's the first game I've had in 5 years. I've not played a single game, so whether I can get through it, that'll be a challenge. Come out of it injury-free. But just looking forward to again looking around, seeing people like yourself, you know, the old boys I used to play against and play with. It's, you know, it's a good bit of fun. It's a great great night, great spectacle for Hornley and for Glees. So hopefully the lads can put on a show, and we can have some fun.
Spooky, over to you. Sean Long, by all accounts, has been, he's gone back in to start playing some amateur rugby union to stretch his muscles out and get himself prepared. Now, I've played in a few of these games with both Sean Long and Martin Gleeson. Both of them take these so serious. They think they're playing in the grand final again.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not worried about Longy and Gleeson. I'm more worried about Moz, Woody, Mills off the bench, mate. There's some big boys. I'll just be looking to do my best to stay away from them, and that's pretty much it from me.
Got to stay consistent as you do throughout your career. You know, as I do, we used to pick on these guys, sort of, let's make fun about, you know, fun of them. Let's, the big boys I'm talking about, and we've all slowed down. Oh, they're still as slow as they ever were. It's going to be a little bit harder. Remember, we used to be like lightning, didn't we?
It's a challenge, isn't it? Like you said, we used to take Mickey Young of Houston Loving at the big fella as well tonight. It's a bit of payback for them, I think. So, like I said, if we can get through it unscathed and no injuries, I'll take that as a win.
Who do you think you should sort of get behind you? Or get behind, I think, which of our forwards sort of push him and start stirring it up?
Oh, mate, Kaylee for sure, mate. You know what JP's like? He's got such a competitive streak in him. And to be fair, Lee Radford, one of the toughest blokes I've ever played with or against. If it kicks off, mate, I'll be right next to Radders.
All right, okay, we're going to go to another break now. When we come back, we'll be catching up with more of the legend of the game. If Lee Gilmore's here, we're going to go down and grab him, looking ahead of his game for Wakefield against Salford on Friday night. So stick with us right here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
The latest news and the opinions that matter from the world of rugby league. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live from our outdoor studio here at the stadium called Headingley. I have with me in this outdoor studio none other than the Earl of Rugby League, Leon Price, Wakefield's Lee Gilmore. Gilly, just say a quick hello.
How you doing, guys?
And Salford Red Devils, Martin Gleeson.
How you doing?
All very good, boys. Okay, so heads up, the big Super League match on Friday evening, Wakefield versus Salford. Let's cover some of that away. Gleese, Salford haven't been going too well over the recent past. I think they haven't had a win for something like 6 or 7 games. The week off in the Challenge Cup last week, they must have done wonders for the team's preparation.
Yeah, we needed a break. We haven't been going well really since just before the split. I read about the Challenge Cup semi-time. You know what I mean? But we've got 4 games left. You know what I mean? It's not out of our hands given the poor run of form we've been in. So we've got a couple of bodies back, I think, and. Do you know what I mean? We're playing Wakefield, who came. We've been going all right the last couple of games. So, do you know what I mean? It's in our hands this week, and we're hoping to get that win that we need, really.
Gilly, just talking about Wakefield, you guys really have been hit and miss. Sometimes you play an absolutely brilliant rugby league, world-class rugby league, and then just seem to come away from it. What's that all about?
Yeah, I think we just need to stick to his game plan. You know, we talk about completing high. And over the last few weeks when we've been a little bit down, as completions have been down, how we've turned the ball over has not been good enough. And we're just giving the opposition team too much ball. So this week against Salford, we wanted to complete high, make sure we turn their back three around, and then just make them play yardage type of football.
Now, confidence, as you know, you've been involved in enough. Both of you have been involved in a world-class squads enough of the time, knowing that this is the time where you start having to hit your rhythm. Do you think you guys are in a good position to do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back to the Leeds game, you know, only a couple of games ago for us, you know, the form's, you know, not too far away. We were outstanding that day. We're physically very, very good. And we're expecting the Salford team that we're playing early on in the season. They're a team that did not go away, very physical, full of energy. And we're expecting this break that they've just had over the Challenge Cup weekend to really fire these guys up, because I think if either team loses this game, it'll make it very difficult to make the top four. So it's a must-win game for both teams.
It is a must-win game for both teams. I think from Salford's point of view, only 2 points adrift of the top four. What sort of pressure does that put on the squad, Martin?
It's a pressure that you want to have, you know what I mean? This time last year, we were at the pressure that you don't want. This time, it's pressure that we're getting in the top four. We finished the regular season fourth for the first time for 20-odd years as a club. So I'd rather have that pressure as a coach and as a player. And do you know what I mean? Like Gilly just rightly said, I think it is a crunch game this weekend, because the win just keeps us in it. And if we do lose it, do you know what I mean, we're probably out of it.
Now, bumps and bruises play its part in rugby league, and especially at this time of year. The reprieve that the week off for the Challenge Cup final, it's almost a bonus that you don't make the final.
Well, if you're not going to make the final, you probably want to get knocked out first round, you know what I mean? So you get a lot of rest throughout the year. But we had a good run, and we learned from the experience of playing in a tough semi-final against Wigan. But like I said, the lads have had that week off. We give them a few days off, not a week off. They had a few days off, so we still did a little bit of work, but they're going to be refreshed because that's the first weekend they've not played all year. Do you know what I mean? Since we started playing friendlies, so that's the first weekend where there's been no game from.
Now, Gilly, on from your point of view, again, talking about their week off, the last game that you played against the Red Devils, they did a number on Wakefield, but it was only, I think, a week earlier or maybe 2 weeks earlier, Wakefield had actually turned the tables and done a job on Salford. Bit of a strange one for you, but the week off, you must have been able to give the boys that are travelling at 80-90% just that opportunity just to recharge their batteries.
Yeah, and you just mentioned there, you know, the game before, when Salford beat us in the semi, we picked up, you know, three or four injuries from the week before when we played them, and then going into that game, and you know, and quality players, you miss three and four quality players. So you know as Glaze said, it's a massive game this week, and obviously the rest, giving 3 or 4 days off, give them time to mentally freshen up. You know, we talk about the physical side of the game, but it's a mental side as well, so it just gives them a few days away with the family. They come back refreshed, both physically and mentally, and I think both teams will be ready for a huge game this weekend.
All right, well, good luck to both teams. Now, let's talk about the real game over the last 7 days. Forget the Challenge Cup final. Forget everything out. It is Yorkshire versus Lancashire at Headingley Stadium. And we're what? We're 20 minutes out from kickoff. 25 minutes out from kickoff. Gleese is nervous because he's having to text. Some of his players haven't turned up yet. They're frightened of the big Yorkshire squad, the young Yorkshire squad. Gleese, this is in celebration of your testimonial, in joint celebration of your testimony and Ryan Hall's fabulous turnout so far. The sun is shining. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I just, like I say, it is a fabulous turnout. Sun is shining. A lot of hard work gone into it by the guys at Rugby AM, Alex Simmons, and the Leeds Rhinos, Sean Jones. I'd like to thank them. But just all the lads, mainly, who's come out of the woodwork to play in this game, yourself, Gilly. Do you know what I mean? Look at these lineups. I don't think anything like this has really happened before to this level. Do you know what I mean? It keeps growing. We've had a couple of games that, but this game here at Headingley tonight has just raised the bar, I think, for these type of games.
Gilly, look at how many, look at how many people are here. Look at how many people are here. They're going to make you nervous, or is it just like water off a duck's back? Been here, done that.
It just adds a little bit of excitement. Obviously, it's a few years since I got to play in front of a decent crowd. So to be back, you know, in a quality stadium like Headingley, playing in front of what may be 5,000 or 6,000 people for, you know, two great players of the game, to make sure they've got, you know, a few pennies in the pocket ready for them to retire, and just for the guys to get back together. It's always nice to be around players, to get that camaraderie and that banter going again. So it's going to be a great day for the players, and hopefully for the fans who pay the money and they get to see a good spectacle.
Gleese, I'm curious to know how you guys communicate with one another, because what the Yorkshire team do is they've got a WhatsApp group that they share all the communication. Now, today, there's been so much chatter, which I've got to put down to being nervous energy. What have your guys been like?
Well, we're just a bit more composed than you lot. We stay nice and calm. We just work quite methodical and think about what we're going to do when we do our talking on the pitch.
Does it not make you nervous, though? I mean, we've got guys that have literally only retired over the last 2 years. Your guys are like being retired for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, but it's you know what I mean. That's the thing that Yorkshire's got on us, dead set. They've got that. They're a lot more recently retired, but you know what I mean. We're just going to go out there, do our best, and have fun. We just want to enjoy this game. You know what I mean. It's not, if we lose, we go down fighting, but we'll put up a good fight.
There's already that sort of, you know, he's making excuses now, isn't he? He's really nervous. He's trying to jump over the seat now. Gleese, thank you very much. Gilly, you stay with us. I'm going to bring Leon in right here. Leon, we were just talking about the Wakefield versus Salford matchup on Friday night. It's an interesting one because for both teams, it's a bit of a do-or-die game. What are your thoughts on that game? Because you've seen both teams perform at the top of the game this year. Do they need to bring that A game to win this one?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think both teams have performed above what the expectations were going to be at the start of the season for the fans. It's going to be a good game. Should be a good game. Salford have up and down a little bit inconsistently this back part of the season, and Wakefield, they've had a few off games. I think they had a very good chance against Castleford, but they didn't stick to the game plan. I was at that game, and so it's a 50-50 game. So yeah.
Gilly, what are your thoughts on their pack? Because you can roll between either playing in the centres or playing in the pack. What will you do? What do you think? What do you prefer to do? You're starting at in the back row today, but what do you prefer to do?
I prefer to stay in the pack, to be honest. Safety in numbers, it's can be lonely out there on the edge, so I'll stay at middle with big boys.
And how do you think that this game's going to go? We've got a few more players than they have from a reserves point of view. That might come in handy. You'll be able to play with one of your old muckers, Tavita Waikona.
Yeah, it's been nice to see T manage to catch up with him for a quick 5 minutes. Hopefully have a soft drink or a pint with him after the game, but great to see him, quality player. But I just think, like you said before, they may have age brings experience, but I don't think it'll help them today.
I think you're right. Gilly, we're going to let you go now. You're going to go down and warm up. I'm going to come and join you in about 5 minutes' time, and we'll see you down there. Thank you very much, Lee Gilmore. So, Leon, just your thoughts on the matches this weekend. Big one for Hull FC tomorrow. We're talking to Lee Radford a little bit earlier. They've got to play Leeds Rhinos here tomorrow night. The track looks in perfect condition, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm looking forward to that game. I'll be bringing my son William. Me and William will be coming to watch that game tomorrow night. Really looking forward to it. I think it's very, very important our Hull FC back up after winning at Wembley. Last year they couldn't back up. They really underperformed after winning the Challenge Cup. I think they had a game against Warrington at home, which they could have taken the league leader shield. They lost that game. I don't think they reacted well to success. Whereas this time out, I think it's a different animal, a different story. I'm looking forward to how they react after such an impressive performance in beating Wigan at the weekend.
Now, one of the other very, very big games of this weekend is also the local derby between St Helens and Wigan. And you, there's no person that knows that game any better than you do. So how are your thoughts on that, with Wigan backing up from Saturday's match?
I've not been overly impressed with Wigan this year. I think they're a fantastic team. I think they struggle with injuries. I think they struggle around getting the combinations right when they take Mick and McLaurin off and put Powell on. I'm not too sure how they're going to go. Obviously, I'm a Saints boy. Saints is my club. I love the club, and I'm hoping that there's still an improved area of grit and determination and skill level in the St Helens since the new coach took over. I've been a little bit disappointed in some games I've watched them play. The skill level, I think the skill level's been poor, dropping plain cold balls. If they get that simple area in their game right, it goes a long way, completing your sets and building pressure on the team. So they have improved, but I think there's a lot more from Saints to come.
All right, we're just watching both teams are now warming up on the pitch as we speak right now. What are your thoughts on both of these lineups? They do look like there's some old men out there. Well, I reckon Yorkshire's got them. They look just a little bit fresher, little bit more structured and composed.
The White Rose is very proud. We're always proud of being from Yorkshire. If you go to any game across the M62 corridor from Liverpool to Hull, like we have got that, that's where our game is based. You will hear people shouting, Yorkshire, 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 because we are proud Yorkshire people, but you never hear them talking about the Red Rose or Lancashire, because they don't hold the same pride that we do.
Now I'll go to have a look at it. Paul Wood looked like he's in some in great condition. He didn't stop playing too long ago. There are some big names out there. Mills, Long, Tommy Martin's out there, Betts.
Well, Tommy Martin, Sean Long is a combination that St Helens were so successful with. Sorry, I'll put my teeth back in. Before I came aboard to Saints and then really carved it up. But yeah, I think the half-back combination is a key area because everybody can run and tackle, but can you organise players and get the ball to the edges or to the space where players can beat players? I'm glad I'm sat in the stand. I'm not jealous one little bit. And when I look at Adrian Morley and people like that, I'd rather be sat here and I'll let you guys take the knocks.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I'm looking down there, and actually as it always gets closer and closer to kickoff, you always start getting a little bit more and more nervous, and I really should be getting warmed up at this point in time. I'm going to leave it over to Leon to do the final segment of the show. Just got to go down there and find him some guests to bring up here and have a chat with. It's going to be interesting, though. I'm really looking forward to it. My old mate, I played alongside at Lee Centurions, Ricky Bybee's down there. Been around quite a few clubs. Absolutely looking forward to it. Yeston Harris is down there also. All the Bull Stars are getting ready. Former Bull Stars, that is. Oh, I tell you what, and the sun is shining. So, look, if you're in the vicinity, if you can think you can get along to Henley Stadium, and you're wondering whether or not you should, definitely get down there. There's a real positive vibe. You can probably hear the music in the background. Everybody's got a setting up to enjoy themselves. Everything's going to be played within the spirit of the game and within the spirit of rugby league. That means everybody's going to absolutely bash each other. Watch the first set. They'll play within the spirit of the game. They'll play hold. And after that, as soon as fatigue kicks in, they're going to absolutely destroy each other. All right, that's enough from me this evening. I'm going to hand over to Leon. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Leon and we'll have Ryan Hall with him, plus another couple of guests if we can squeeze them out. All right, thanks for being with us here on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show. It's not over yet. Still, we'll be on air till 7 o'clock. Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 1.
Okay, here we have Ryan Hall just run up from pitch side. He's been down giving a team talk out to the boys. Obviously a big night for Ryan, well deserved. Ryan, what's your thoughts on tonight? How's it all going so far?
Well, so far it's going really well. You know, the crowd's buzzing, all the lads are buzzing, you know, to be out here. It's going to be a great day, I think, because the sun's out shining for us. I think both sets of players are up for it, you know, they can't wait. And I certainly can't wait either.
Fantastic. Ryan, I'm not going to kiss your bum, but you're one of my favourite players, especially for a Leeds player, because I don't really like Leeds, as you know. But you're a fantastic player and a fantastic career. Just give the people who are listening a bit of insight into how it is when you play Test rugby, when you play for England against these wingers, when you play against the likes of these Australians, these New Zealand wingers that have also got massive reputations down under, and you always do more than good against them. You always outplay them, outscore them. You know, you definitely look like you're on their level, if not above their level. Just explain to people what it's like to play against them kind of players.
Well, first of all, it's an honour to get represent my country, you know, in England. But I just think, you know, there's no higher level than that. So you've got to bring a performance with no limit. You've got to, you know, show what you can do on a world stage. And that's what I try to do every time I play for England. It's a real honour. And I always try, I don't want to save my best games for them, but certainly, you know, play my best in those games.
Fantastic. And also, I find this very interesting as well. I'm a bit of a rugby league nerd. I watch every league game. I've watched it since I was eight. I go every single weekend. I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to rugby. But yourself, you don't really... did you get into rugby a little bit late? You don't follow the game too much, you'd say, honestly, I'd say. But how do you then keep up with the game, what's going on, and really educate yourself in how to make sure you perform like you have done in your career?
Well, I think, you know, because my lack of following of the game pre my career, I think now that I'm in my career, it's really refreshing, you know, to get my teeth into something new. It's not new for me anymore because I've been, you know, been here for 10 years, but, you know, I really had something new to grasp and get hold of, you know, watching. I then would watch past players do what they did really well and try and emulate some of the things that they did, take bits from different people's game and try and build a game what I'm proud of.
Fantastic. And you should be proud of as well. You've had a fantastic career. One of the things I'm struggling with at the moment, well, I have been struggling, I am not at the moment, is finding something to do after rugby. We all know rugby league's only a short game. You only get a certain amount of time in your peak years. And once you're done, you're done. You're thrown on a scrap heap and not many people worry about you. You're a long time forgotten. So what plans have you got for after rugby?
Well, I spent quite a lot of time. I was pretty good at school, quite academic, and I got some decent rewards from that, you know, in my A-levels and GCSEs. So I've got a lot of weight behind me in options and what I can do. I'm very maths-based, so accounting or financial advisor would really suit me quite well. I know that there's a sponsor here, a couple of sponsors within Rugby League, especially at Leeds, AIDS Partnership, who's very, you know, very willing to offer a helping hand. And I might just go knock on his door when that time comes.
And you should be looked after, absolutely. Also, I'd like to ask you a question for myself. Now, you've played in Leeds teams that have dominated over the years, have had fantastic success, you've created a dynasty. Which players that you've played alongside would you rank up top as your most inspirational players that have inspired your team, done things in situations where it's changed the game, or led from the front, or taken that tough carry, or scored that try out of the blue? For you, which players that you've played with have inspired you?
Well, I suppose I've been here for 10 years. It comes in waves. It first started my very first day of pre-season. There's a whole young, you know, group of young lads coming through, you know, trying to make first team status. Kevin Sinfield was there, and he taught me the rules of the do's and don'ts from day one, you know, how to be a Leeds Rhinos player. So all through, underlying everything, Kev was one who was a great teacher. Then moving on a couple of years, I learnt some great tricks from Keith Senior. I got the number 5 shirt outside Keith, and he taught me for a couple of years, you know, with all his experience. And that was, you know, worth its weight in gold. But then moving on to my back end, I think Jamie Peacock was a bit inspirational. just a, as a person, his day-to-day life, how he lived his life was, you know, remarkable. So, yeah, them three really do stick out.
Great answer there, Ryan. Also, Leeds Rhinos, I've watched this, I've played against you guys, I've lost too many grand finals to mention, it still kills me to this day. But you created a dynasty, you created an era of rugby that will be remembered in rugby league history, winning, I think, five grand finals out of the last 7 or 8 years, or whatever you did. You won the treble a couple of years ago. But at the moment, these players that you've just mentioned, the Sinfields, the Peacocks, Maguire's going next year, your Burrows ending, JJB, yourself, you're coming to the latter end of your career. There's an era that are starting to go, and you've struggled, not last year, the year before, you really struggled. How do you think that we need a new bunch of players? You need to sign overseas signings. Where do Leeds Rhinos go from now?
I think, like you say, last year was a transition year. It didn't go too well for us. But as a Leeds way, and I think the way that rugby league should be done is bringing through youth. The game's got nothing if you haven't got any youth. I certainly came through that route, and I know a lot of players, what we've just mentioned, all did that through for Leeds. So first protocol will be to go through and look at youth, and hopefully they can strengthen, you know, bring that enthusiasm, what they can bring. But as always, you do need to, you know, throw some diamonds in there. Overseas is a great place to look for that, as long as you get the right people, you know, people want to come over and work, not just see it as a bit of a holiday, because I don't like to say it, but sometimes that happens. But Leeds, in my career, I think we've got more diamonds than anything else.
Right, okay, so when I was walking up a part around the car park around the back, and I was walking behind the Leeds stand to get in here, really, I was trying to limp in with my one leg, and I seen a big image of Danny Maguire. Now, I've known Danny since we were kids. We played in the same England schools team. As a player that I've always faced as an opposition player, as a standoff, has had a phenomenal career. He's the leading try scorer in Super League history. You know, he's won everything in the game. He's been a fantastic servant for Leeds Rhinos. And I would just try to compare. In moving to OKR next year, in my opinion, is a little bit when Peter Schmeichel went to Man City. It's like, you are a Man U legend. Why are you going to Man City to finish your career when you are the legend of that club? And I struggle to come to terms with what Danny's going to Hull for. I respect his decision. But to me, Danny Maguire is a Leeds Rhinos, the Leeds Rhinos legend. He's a Leeds lad as well. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I wish Danny all the best. Like you say, I completely respect his decision. And he's a Billy Sport, as we used to call him. You know, he's good at everything. And he'll actually challenge himself, you know, being that way that he is. And he sees it as a new challenge. He's won everything here at Leeds for nigh on 15 years, 16 years. And he sees it as a new challenge, which I wish him all the best in. You know, it's maybe he needs a bit of a refreshing. And maybe that's what he's looking to do. But hopefully he does that. And in a strong Hull KR side, who I hope to see in Super League next year.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, I'm just going to let you go now. If there's anything you'd like to say before you go, I'd just like to wish you all the best. You've had a fantastic career. I respect you hugely. I enjoy watching you play. And I hope everything goes well for you tonight.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Ciao.
Cheers. Thank you, everybody. That's Ryan Hall, legend of Leeds Rhinos. I'm just stood here now watching both teams warm up. It's a sunny evening at Headingley. Players are out there on the field. Sean Long with some bright orange boots on, just kicking the ball and warming up. There's players in both teams that have had fantastic, amazing careers, and it's just so good to show the support to these players that they give. You know, the rugby league is known for a family sport, and everybody turns up to help each other. And there's some big boys out there as well. My old friend Tavita Vicone looks absolutely massive. He's got a huge afro. Jeremy Peacock's having a good laugh with Kyle Luluai. And big ball Keith Senior used to rampage Super League. A great career as well. So, yeah, I think this is the thing about rugby league. It's a unique sport. We all look after each other. We all pull together. And when it's time for somebody to deserve some money, some cash, or some a turnout of support, we always, always come together. So this is Leon Price. I'm going to leave you tonight. It's been lovely to have a first chance to get the mic off Robbie. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Good night. God bless.
This is the Robbie Hunter Pool Show on Pulse 1. Wednesday evening from 6.